Leading the news this morning, South Korea says it will retaliate with a strong combat response if it's attacked by North Korea. The threat comes as North Korea vowed to expand the country's nuclear weapons program and declared war on the South. Pyongyang has issued multiple threats in response to South Korean and US Air Force drills across the border. Immigration Minister Brendan O'Connor and Foreign Minister Bob Carr are both in Bali this morning for talks on people smuggling. It comes after more than 100 asylum seekers arrived over the long weekend. The federal government's regional processing policy will be on the agenda at the Bali process meeting. There are fears for the safety of four people after a small plane went missing in the Northern Territory. Police say the plane went missing during a flight to an airstrip south of Darwin last night. Authorities are searching the Cape Ford area for any sign of the plane. Economists are expecting interest rates will stay on hold at 3% when the Reserve Bank Board meets later today. The RBA has kept interest rates steady at its last two meetings. And India's Supreme Court has delivered a landmark ruling that could protect access to cheap generic drugs in developing countries. Swiss pharmaceutical giant Novartis lost its bid to secure patent protection for an updated cancer drug. It says the judgment will discourage future medical innovation, but health campaigners say it's a big win for patients in poorer countries.